It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be here today. Okay, so it's nighttime. You're done working for the day. You've got your PJs on. You've got your slippers on. And you're preparing to kind of wind things down. Here are some things you can do that will help you attract more of the life you really want. One, review your day. Take a look at your day and say, what happened? Did I go after this goal? Did I achieve this goal? Because remember, you not only have, you know, yearly goals and monthly goals, you have daily goals. What did you do today that gave your life meaning, purpose? That can be a small thing like spending time with your 3-year-old daughter, teaching her how to fly a kite, or having a tea party with her, or maybe showing your son how to hit a baseball, spending a little time with your wife, whatever it is, maybe doing some special yoga or meditation work. But review your day and look for those moments in the day where you hit your goals and where your life had special meaning. Because the more you do that at night, the more likely you will do it the next day. And man, that's how you attract. Okay? That is how you attract. You attract by getting your mind in the right place. That special energy that just gets you vibrating at the right place. Next thing, have a book. You can keep it in your living room, in your study, your office, or you can keep it next to your bed. Get a nice book. This is one of those books that you don't just use a little cheap piece of paper and, you know, 19 cents at Walmart. Get a nice leather book. Make sure it has lines in it, though, so that you can write. And no, the computer doesn't count. This has to be a tactile experience. Write down your thoughts for the day. Write down your thoughts for tomorrow. Did you know that great people like Teddy Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson, Charles Darwin, Benjamin Franklin, Andrew Carnegie, Ralph Waldo Emerson, and Winston Churchill kept diaries? That's just to name a few. A number of great, successful people keep diaries because you can go through your diary and see where you have been. I have a friend of mine who just got into a relationship. We've been doing law of attraction work for him for over a year to bring him somebody into his life that he could fall in love with, that he could develop a relationship with. And yet, I have not even heard, not even received a phone call or a thank you for all the work, all the energy we've put forth. And it not just me, it's people that work with me. And the reason is because he doesn't have a diary. He doesn't realize where his mind was at 3 months ago, where his mind was at 6 months ago, where his mind was at even a month ago. So all of a sudden, he believes it's of his own volition. And the truth of the matter is, there was a lot of energy from a number of different sources that came together to make the magic happen. And that happens in jobs. I've seen people that all of a sudden they get a new career or a new job and they forget all the people that put positive energy, positive juice into making that happen for that person. They forget their parents, their family, their friends who may have supported them, may have loaned them money, may have driven them places. In my case, I do special law of attraction work for people. And, you know, I personally am not hurt. I don't mind. I'm excited by the success. But without that diary, you can't see the stages that you've gone through and how you got there. You can't really see that the law of attraction was working all the time in your life. And so you think it just happened. You believe all of a sudden that you were just the right person at the right time in the right place. And that's true. But you were because you, and perhaps people that love you, were creating, co-creating the reality that you desire with you. But you can't see that without a diary. When you see these miracles take place, and when you understand the power of keeping this diary, and you only have to write a paragraph every night, just sum up the day. Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Number three, I want you to start reading something before you go to bed. You know, maybe you like to watch television in the evening, or you like to watch the news, or you like to do something, go someplace. But if you get a chance, I want you to spend at least 20 minutes. That's not too much, is it? 15, 20 minutes reading before you go to bed at night, before you fall asleep. Hey, follow the example of Bill Gates. He's a multi-billionaire, and he reads each night before bed. He is an avid reader. He loves reading. He loves learning. He loves growing. Do you love reading? Do you love growing? Do you love learning? If you don't, develop the hunger for it. Most successful people in the world are like heavy-duty readers. They read all the time. And they read before they go to bed. You can do that too. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. And it's delighting to be bringing you this exciting podcast on personal empowerment and the law of attraction. Thank you so much for sharing it on your Facebook page. Thank you for sharing it with your friends and giving us those positive reviews on iTunes. And thank you so much for following this podcast. We will be right back after this short timeout.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality? Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zenk and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
Want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Do you have a crisis going on in your life? Do you want to make more money? Do you desire more money? Do you crave more love? Do you want to save your relationship? Whatever it is, Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Why put it off any longer? The clock is ticking. Let's get on it. Okay? Here's the next thing you can do. Set your priorities for the next morning. What are you going to do between the time you wake up at 6 a.m. and 12 noon? What are your priorities? What are your top three tasks that you are going to accomplish before noon tomorrow? You know, that takes like 5 minutes. You can do that before you read your book and fall asleep. It's simple. It trains your mind to attract. You're training your mind to become an attractor magnet. Well, the other thing that I'd like you to do is spend time with your family. If your family's not around, give them a call. And that includes close friends as well. Make the evening about developing relationships with your wife, your children, your mother, your father. Make a phone call. Put things in proper perspective. Get things done. What do you have to do before you go to bed so that you can complete a task? Look, we all have 24 hours. That's all. What are you going to do with that time? Start the day the night before. We talked about that with setting your goals. But get things done. Bring things to completion. Don't have a bunch of projects hanging out there, floating in the wind like a bunch of kites without strings. Get things done. Get off the internet at least an hour before you go to bed. Unplug. So that when you go to bed at night, and can I say this? I don't plug this, and you know that, but we provide a product to some of our clients called Magical Organite. And we have another product called Quantum Organite. And it's all custom made. It's not this stuff that you see in the 5 and 10 store. This is real stuff. This is made custom for you. But even if you can't afford the good stuff that we provide, and we don't advertise it on our website, even if you can't afford that, get some Organite in your bedroom. Block out all those negative EMF rays that come into your room, come into your house, and can affect your sleep, your energy field, your rejuvenation. You know, you don't need that in your life. You don't need that negative energy. So I like to say that everybody could use 10 to 15 pieces just in their bedroom, under your bed, around your bed. It makes a huge difference, but that's up to you. I have seen, and people tell me, that these amethyst mattresses are absolutely phenomenal. The entire mattress is made of crushed amethyst. I hear wonderful stories about it. So there you go. Try to the best of your ability every day to spend a little bit of time in nature. Could be sitting in the backyard, could be going for a walk in the forest, but get a little bit of time in nature going for you. And then, you know, before you go to bed, as you're lying in bed, you've read your book, you've set your goals, as you fall asleep, you know, envision your future. Envision it. See your future. Visualize it. I can't emphasize enough, Rachel, our creative visualization program. Rachel's here with me. She knows how important this program is, and I do too. And I don't know what we have to do to get it into your mind how important the creative visualization program is, but once you've done the program a couple of times, you can play it as you fall asleep. Visualize a compelling future for yourself every night as you fall asleep. You can get the Creative Visualization Program on our website. And of course, I like to end with a little bit of gratitude. Gratitude every day. Whether it's done at the dinner table, whether it's done early in the evening or late in the evening, a minute or two. That's all you need. This is tuning your mind. This is raising your entire energy field up in vibration. You're going to feel better. I'm serious about this. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, we hope you have a great day.
I'm serious about this.
Ah, that's, this is my iPhone 6 in the background, and we're going to leave this in the show because we want to show you that our iPhone 6 is just on top of the job. I mean, sometimes I say things and she just starts talking to me. Anyway, you have a fun day, and don't talk too much to your iPhone 6. They'll think you're crazy. Pay it forward. Do something good for somebody. You have a good day now. You deserve it. Bye-bye.